How do we get out of that which has such enormous momentum? It is collective human pain with an enormous momentum in everyone. How do we get out of that? Don't even try to get out. The good news is, just see it. You remember the one lesson, really here, is to see how powerful it is, the simple act of giving attention. Just attention, directing the light of consciousness, which is attention, onto it. This is looking, not labeling, but just looking. And in the same way, when you feel the arising of emotional pain, you look, not with the eyes, you feel it, you sense it, now, and you bring an awareness to it. And really, another way of putting that is, you allow this moment to be as it is. And if this moment means the arising of pain, emotional pain in you, that is what is at this moment. And if you said, I don't want to feel this pain, you're creating more pain. Or if you say, I should be beyond this by now, that's more pain and more conflict. But simply, whatever it is, allow it to be, notice it. So there it is, the fear. My pain body consisted to a large extent of very enormous fear, like panic almost, with shaking. So I know what that feels like. I remember it. And in my case, as it usually when people are unconscious, the fear became fearful thinking. And so there was the vicious link between thinking and pain body. But now, if you can be with the fear, not even label it as fear perhaps, just be with what you feel there. Semi-physical. It'll have a physical component too. The body may be doing something. There may be a contraction, which you sense. There may be a shaking, or if it's anger, it may feel like fire, raging fire inside you. There it is. And you simply, you can't argue with it, it's there. And so you allow it, and you look. Looking and allowing go together. You cannot really look at it internally if you don't, and looking doesn't mean you analyze. Simply look at the emotion, feel it, as almost a physical manifestation, an energy manifestation. That's what it is. It may be trapped energy. It may be raging energy with some form of energy. It has some form. And there it is. So by simply allowing it to be, it becomes depersonalized. Not that you deny it, but the self, the illusion of self, of me, comes out of, taken out of the pain. And you begin to realize, not conceptually, but through its true realization,